Good afternoon, everybody. So let's hear more about calcium. So the presentation that I'm going to do is about quantifying the effects of pre-harvest calcium nutrition on toning of unrooted cuttings. So this is a project that was conducted at Clemson University with the funding from the American Floral Endowment. So why we are interested in this project is because most of the ornamental plants that are in the US today are propagated from unrooted cuttings, which are produced offshore. And these are shipped for about 2 to 3 days before they reach the propagation facilities in US. So what happens sometimes is that there could be delays in shipping, and there could be poor post-harvest environment. And as a result of that, we experience there's wilting of these cuttings, decay, and sometimes these cuttings are more disease prone, and as a result of that, there's poor propagation, and sometimes there could be complete loss of cuttings. So what we are trying to do is that we are trying to see whether we can do some treatments to the stock plants so that we can get high quality cuttings which can tolerate these conditions. So the quality of unrooted cuttings is in general is termed as torn cuttings in the industry. But if you have a look at the definition, it's the resistant to external forces such as physical damage or pathogen infection. So the problem is that this is not quantified in terms of unrooted cuttings. And secondly, if we want to increase the quality of cuttings or if we want to increase the toning, how do we do that? So in general, the environmental conditions such as drought can cause stronger plants, and that is one aspect. So in order to do that, we should do irrigation, changes to irrigation, and or some environmental changes, which is sometimes difficult in a commercial situation, which is why we are interested in application of calcium as a foliar spray and to see how that influences the unrooted cuttings or the quality of unrooted cuttings. So with this, let's have a look at the objectives. So first, can pre-harvest calcium treatments influence the toning of cuttings? And secondly, what is the influence of these foliar calcium sprays on other physiological properties that determine post-harvest durability and the propagation performance? So let's have a quick look at the methods. So we used poinsettia and geranium as model plant species to identify these effects, and we did weekly applications of calcium chloride as foliar sprays at 0, 400 and 800 milligrams per liter. And with this, we had an additional control because all these were applied with a surfactant, so we needed to have a control without the surfactant. So altogether, there were 4 treatments. So what did we measure? First, the mechanical strength, which is directly related to the toning, and second, the leaf nutrient analysis. And also we try to find out whether there are any anatomical differences between the leaves following the treatments using the scanning electron microscope, and also the moisture loss following a 3-day post-harvest simulation, and resistant to botrytis, because botrytis is a serious pathogen in propagation environments. So these are the things that we studied. And now let's have a look at how do we quantify the mechanical strength of the leaves. So for this, we used a texture analyzer, which is commonly used in the fruit industry to evaluate the textural properties of food. But in this case, we used it to have a look at the mechanical strength of the leaves. So how do we do that? The leaves are clamped onto a stage, and then a probe was sent through the leaf in between the veins. So with this instrument, we can get a graph which gives you the force over the distance that the probe travels. So this indicates two important parameters. One is the peak force, which gives an indication of the force that it requires to break through the leaf, and also the area under these curves gives you the total force for the process, such as after it fractures the leaf, how difficult it is to tear through the leaf. So let's have a look at the results now. So this is with poinsettia. So these two graphs show the peak force and the work of penetration. So as you can see, with the increase of calcium chloride, there's an increase on force to fracture the leaf at 400 milligrams per liter. We could see the difference. And same goes with the work of penetration. There's an increase in the mechanical strength of the leaf. And with geraniums, the similar results, with the increasing of calcium chloride, the mechanical strength of the leaf was increased as indicated with the work of penetration, and the concentration that you require is greater than the poinsettia leaves. And now let's have a look at the leaf nutrient analysis. So as the calcium chloride content increases, the leaf nutrient content, we got that it is increasing, which is understandable. And interestingly, we also noticed that nitrogen content or nitrogen uptake tend to reduce with the increasing of calcium chloride, which we think is a good indication, because it's a well-known fact that with the increasing of nitrogen content, plants tend to produce softer tissues. And addition to the leaf nutrient content, we also did the energy dispersive X-ray analysis with the use of scanning electron microscope again. The reason for doing that is that with the leaf nutrient analysis, we couldn't get readings for the chlorine content. So to check how the chlorine content or chlorine uptake in the leaf tissues, and also to see how the nutrients that are taken up is distributed within the leaf. So the measurements were taken, the analysis of elements were done at three points across the leaf cross section, from upper to the lower epidermis. So again, confirming the results that we got from the leaf nutrient analysis, there's an increase in calcium content in the leaf tissues in 800 milligrams per liter concentrations compared to the control. And again, chlorine also is high in the leaf tissues compared to the 0 milligrams per liter concentration. And interestingly, we also noticed that the calcium that is taken up is distributed differently compared to the chlorine, where chlorine is distributed evenly, whereas calcium is mainly concentrated towards the palisade cell layers in the leaf tissue. And the next part is analysis of the fiber content of the leaf tissues. Why we do that, did that, is because the cellulose and lignin are made out of compost in the cell walls. We wanted to see that because calcium plays a role in developing the cell walls in the plants. So with poinsettia, again, we could see an increase in fiber content in the leaf tissues with the increase of calcium chloride content. So which we think is that partly the increased mechanical strength of the leaves is partly due to the increase of cellulose and lignin content in the tissues. So then let's move on to the other aspects, other physiological properties that are influenced by the calcium chloride application. So the moisture loss was assessed following a 3-day post-harvest simulation that is to mimic the shipping conditions of these unrooted cuttings. So the moisture loss, we found that if you apply just the surfactant, moisture loss is greater in these unrooted cuttings. But with the application of calcium chloride, With increase in the calcium chloride concentration up to 800, we could find there's a reduction of the moisture loss. And following these studies, we also did the anatomy of these leaves, and with that we found that at 0 milligrams per liter concentration with no surfactant, stomata were tightly closed. As compared to the treatment with the surfactant, the stomatal openings were quite wide. And when you evaluate this with the application of calcium, we found that the stomatal opening was slightly reduced. So with the analysis, we found that the stomatal opening also can be reduced with the application of calcium chloride. So which is an indication of why the moisture loss is reduced with the calcium chloride. And the next is the resistant to botrytis. So for that we did a leaf disc assay. So the botrytis cinerea was isolated and then inoculated into the leaf discs of poinsettia. And this shows the four treatments and how they are influenced. And in the control with just water, there are 60% of disease incidence of poinsettia, which is reduced to 18% with the surfactant. However, with the calcium chloride application, it was further reduced to 4%. So this is another beneficial effect with the calcium chloride application. So let's have a look at the conclusions. So the pre-harvest application of calcium chloride has multiple benefits. First, it increased the mechanical strength, which is directly related to the toning of the cuttings. And secondly, depending on the species or cultivars, there's potential that the calcium chloride sprays could reduce the moisture loss through better stomatal control. And also, there's potential to develop resistance to the botrytis in propagation. However, the dosage needs to vary with the species. As we found, the geraniums need almost double the concentration as compared to the poinsettia. So with this project, we can see that there's potential to use calcium chloride as a way of producing cuttings that resist damage and desiccated during shipping, and also will perhaps to provide a better propagation performance. Thank you. Sorry.
One question. When did you apply the calcium chloride? 1 day or 2 days before
the harvest? It's a weekly application. So first we removed all the existing cuttings and then we start applying calcium. So while the cuttings develop, they get a weekly application of calcium chloride.
Apply
weekly. So we harvest at the time when the cutting is ready for the market, like the time that it has the required number of leaves and leaves. Like it could be at any time during that weekly application.
Thank you very much.
Just a quick question. The concentration, is that 400 parts per million of milligrams per liter of calcium chloride or of calcium?
It's the calcium.
Of calcium?
Yes.